really nice to be here again. And just want to say, this is, isn't this cool? What Mike has done. Dory, have you played a role in this as well?
Yes.
Okay. What Dory has done and Mike colors in. No.
You stayed in the lines nicely.
I just think it's cool and really, really helpful. And they have probably learned more than all of us put together during this series. So thank you guys for doing this stuff. Tonight, or last week, and Julie, you did an awesome job when you were teaching. Steve, so much fun. You guys are just a really fun duo. And, like, you could take a show on the road. You really could. With, like, you teaching, and you're, like, playing and teaching and kind of...
We'll consider
that. Not, you, yeah. you are kind of just considering things right now, so there you go.
I'm looking for an agent, Nate, so you're on.
And Mike and Dory, you guys are just great teachers, do really, really good work, and I've been really thankful to be able to sit in your classes. And I'm thinking, wow, how do I fit into this puzzle? But we all come from different places. And we all have different things to share and different ways to share it. So I am happy to be Nate tonight and to try to walk through Acts with you. My goal is to just focus a little bit on, you know, to just look at Paul, to think about Paul, and to think about the furtherance of the church tonight. And how that, what that means for us a little bit. I focused a whole lot in my study on his missionary journeys. Paul is responsible for writing, like, does anybody know how many books in the New Testament offhand? Besides Mike? 550 of the 27 books in the New Testament were written by Paul. 13, possibly 14 out of the 27 books were written by Paul. Now, word count, I don't know. I think Paul still holds the title for the most words. He is pretty wordy. In the New Testament, we just get a lot of, as my wife put it, we get a lot of what, most of what, like, Jesus came and was God on earth and then kind of changed everything. But Paul actually focused on the nuts and bolts of what it means to live a Christian life and actually put it down on paper for us. The book of Romans, I read one time, is basically kind of like the manifesto of Christian theology. Another way of saying it could be that if you were stuck on an island, didn't know anything about any type of religion, and had the book of Romans, you could probably be converted and learn how to be a pretty faithful Christian just from that book. And that's just one of the pieces that Paul wrote. So, with that being said, I want to kind of, I guess we'll start out with a table. Or what comes to mind, what comes to your mind when I mention the name Paul? That he's dead. I heard that. I don't know if that was correct.
Feisty.
He was very feisty. He was very feisty. Like, there is this one time. This was hilarious. He gets put in prison. He's a Roman citizen. The next morning... They realize overnight that he shouldn't have really been put in prison, okay? He shouldn't have been in prison before he had a fair trial and everything. And so they send servants to the prison to say, hey, let him out. Paul refuses to leave the prison. He's so bold and feisty that he said, no, I'm staying here. They can escort me out, the people who put me here. So he was like not even in a hurry to leave prison. He's like, no, I'm going to just sit right here in my cell until the person who wrongfully put me here escorts me out himself. And he did. They came and they escorted him out. It just kills me. What else comes to mind? Whenever
missionary,
definitely.
Lawyer.
It just so I always.
Yeah.
He talks like a lawyer.
He does talk like a lawyer.
He's not.
As far as we know, right? Yeah, an eccentric lawyer.
He's a pretty tough dude. I mean, he had a lot of bad stuff happen, and he managed to withstand it all.
Right. Yeah. He'd give a new definition to the unbroken theme. Or an old one.
Zealous. I mean, what he was doing before he encountered Christ, and then he was the same after.
Right. And I'd like to, where was that coming from? What does zealous mean?
Passionate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get fire in his...
Active, though.
Okay.
Like if somebody was talking about a Jewish who was a zealot, they were people who were proactive and out there trying to take the kingdom and make it happen, you know?
Okay.
So I think it's something more than passion. There's
Okay, so he's a passionate activist.
And I think
there you go.
And I think there's a relentlessness to it, too. Like, he just would not give up.
Right.
I mean, things that happened to him, and I mean, this goes back to, like, Julie saying how tough he was. You know, the first little persecution, I probably would have been done if I were in his shoes. But, I mean, how many times, you know, he gets stoned, everyone is convinced that he's dead. That, I mean, that's how bad of a shape he's in. And he gets up and he's like, okay, on to the next, you know.
It's amazing.
And he just doesn't stop.
Yeah, well, I was actually thinking about that same scenario. I mean, he gets stoned, dragged out, left for dead. He does get back up. And where does he go? He goes back into the same city. He's like, well, I got to stay the night somewhere. He walks right back into the city. It's like, it just cracks me up how he is just so unafraid in a lot of ways. And he's not going to go until he's good and ready to go.
I think, too, you know, aside from his experience with Christ or his religion, his personality was one that was very driven. I mean, you see that when he's driven to, you know, hunt down Christians, and then he's equally as driven, you know, once he's had the encounter with Christ.
Right.
He just had a driven personality.
Right. I know. I was thinking about this, too, and I was like, oh, he becomes a missionary after he's converted. It was like, no, he's always been a missionary. It's just his mission has transferred. It's transitioned. It's morphed. I want to go back to the zealous comment, the passionate comment, and kind of what we're talking about here. And just go back to simply, I think that Paul was consumed with God. I think his whole life, I think he really, really loved God deeply. Going back to when he was a boy, I mean, they all, you know, most Jewish towns that were doing things the way Jerusalem wanted it would start teaching their young boys the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, starting at age five. Paul was probably in that group. He grew up in Tarsus, about 250 miles north of Jerusalem. There's Tarsus. See, 250. And I think it was actually closer to the... Yeah, I ran this. He got this off the internet. I used nothing but the best quality sources. And it was closer to the water, I think. I think he may have been a beach guy for the first few years of his life anyway. At some point, I think Paul was... because he ends up being a Pharisee later in life, not just anybody could become a Pharisee. That was a pretty prestigious position. that you'd have to work really hard, probably politic pretty hard to get. And he and they have quite a bit of education. They don't just invest their dollars in just anybody to push them forward in education, okay? So it was only the best of the best kids in these towns that would get pushed forward. And Paul would have been one of those kids. And at some point, they know that they've got to go to Jerusalem to go further. So Paul, at some point, makes his way to Jerusalem. Different people say different ages for when Paul transitioned to Jerusalem. But then in Jerusalem, he studies under who?
Gamaliel.
Who was Gamaliel?
The guy in the
Sanhedrin. He was just a really, really well-respected, weathered, honored by all the people, teacher of the law. Who saved, what was it, Peter and John early on because of his wise words and said, if this thing's of God, then you're just going to be fighting God. If it's not of God, it's going to burn out. So just leave him alone. That was Gamaliel, and that was who Paul learned under. All that to say, I think that Paul just had a deep love for God. I think if we missed that with Paul, if even persecutor, I mean, he is persecutor of the church, but the way he converted so quickly, and we're going to get to that, it's just insane how quick he turns around. It was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go that way because you're over here and you're not over here, you know? It was never about trying to snuff out. It was trying to honor God. God was his point of reference. It was never about trying to kill anything. But he was willing to do whatever it took. So I'm kind of off track. But I want to have a table discussion right now. If you're at... I don't know, you might want to join another table or something. What is a passage from one of Paul's letters that has impacted your life? Take about 5 minutes, 7 minutes, and...
Just one.
Or a couple. And then if you can, maybe from a table, when we're done, if you could share what that passage might be with the group, that would be great.